I wrote scripts for several things. I wrote them for systematically sampling all possible joint poses, for then checking for interpenetration of the bones. So to see when your bone models, your CT scan models are running into each other. And I also wrote a script to simulate ligament fibers. So if you know where a ligament attaches on those bones and you have an animation of them, you can figure out how much that ligament is stretching or not. And all of those scripts are available in the supplementary information for our paper. All three of those scripts are written in Maya encoded language, which is the language that's used for the Maya animation software. So it's a Bash-based language that's kind of, it has its own quirks, and it's just a lot of Googling to figure out what the commands are. But it's really useful for these animation applications. And I think a lot of the people, everyone who does this biplanar fluoroscopy method, for the most part, uses Autodesk Maya. There's a lot of other modeling that paleontologists and functional morphologists do in Autodesk Maya. And one of the major goals of writing this paper for me was to create methods that would be accessible and understandable for other functional morphologists so they could then take these methods and apply them to their own work. I think something that's really important to me as a scientist is not just to criticize other people's methods and say that they're not good enough, but then to provide people with tools to do things in a better way. So that was one of my main goals in writing this.